keeps on giving. We have a very special guest in the studio today. We have Kat.
Kia ora, everyone.
I thought we were synchronised on the clapping there. That was great.
But Kat's not talking about cats. Kat's talking about penguins.
Yeah, it's a hot topic at the moment. We've got Bird of the Year coming up, and we're...
Radio Harsh One advocates. Is, yeah, we are, we're basically sponsoring just without the money. The yellow-eyed penguins, those little cutie patooties who are very endangered and very much need our help.
And we just so happen to know a little bit of a yellow-eyed penguin expert.
That is me.
That is you.
Yeah, so I worked with yellow-eyed penguins for about 6 months at one of the conservation sites here in Otapoti, so I know a little bit. But I've also had some help from much more experted people.
Much more expert people. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, we're super excited to have you on. We thought we might prove not only that we back the hoiho as much as we do, but also we thought we might do a quiz to see who's the most knowledgeable.
We like to be competitive.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Otherwise, what's the point?
If so there's no winner, who cares?
Logan, Stan and I are going to go head-to-head-to-head. I think that... to avoid screaming over each other, I feel like you need to say like a buzzer noise. Like we need to go.
Bird noise.
I got mine.
I got bird noise.
Okay. Well, yeah, we all have different noises. Stan, what's your noise?
It's awfully close to mine.
No, yours.
I thought yours was the bird noise.
Yeah, you were the bird noise.
Oh, sorry. Gah.
Yeah.
Gah.
Yeah.
Okay. What's yours like? That was quite good, actually.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Okay, right. Hit us.
Okay, so I'll start with some easier questions. So how many yellow-eyed penguins do you think are left?
No. I was just going to clarify. In Dunedin?
I'll say in New Zealand.
Okay.
1,500?
Not quite.
Ha! 1,100.
Nope.
Caw! 1,500.
There is actually only 500 of them left on the mainland of New Zealand. And the last stats is there's only about 1,500 of them left in total, so across the sub-Antarctic. So it's quite sad, actually. So sorry about that. Yeah. Not the greatest. But how tall do you think these penguins are?
On average?
On average, yeah.
Like adult?
Yeah, adult. We'll do adult.
Are we centimeters?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with 45 centimeters.
No, way off.
Can I get a 68?
Way too high.
Oh.
I'll go for a 35.
No, they're actually only 7 centimetres on average. Yeah, but they're actually the third largest penguin in the world. I feel like that's not right. I think it's meant to say 17 centimetres.
7 centimetres.
Yeah, I'm also going to back that. I feel like 7 centimetres
is...
Wow,
that's like tiny. That's the size of a puppy.
I may need to fact check that because I think I've been giving the wrong information.
I can't believe our penguin expert doesn't
know. No, they're meant to be sort of towards your knee.
Yeah, so that would be... That would be...
I think you were probably closest.
So that would be almost 45 centimetres.
Yeah. That may be almost...
I'm not going to lie.
Actually, 62 to 79. So I was given the wrong facts. I hope my co-workers are listening to this. Yeah, I was given wrong facts for that.
You back your own knowledge more than what's in the piece
of
paper in front of you.
Where do you guys think these guys nest?
Where?
Yeah, where?
In their natural habitat.
Yeah, but what's their natural habitat?
You have to do your part.
The Burrowing Hills of St. Clair. No. the hills.
The hills.
Above the beach.
Above the beach.
Mm.
Pretty close, but a little bit more specific, I think.
Anyone else?
Are they in, like, caves?
Kind of. They, like, make their own little caves. So they're, unlike other penguins, they nest between about 500 metres to a kilometre inland, so they have a big trek for themselves, and they really love our native bush, so the bushier the place, that's where they like to be. That's so they can hide from predators, which are... What are their natural predators, everyone?
Seals.
Yes, there's one.
Like albatross?
No. No? No? Albatross do not eat penguins, no. Remember, they're crazy. About 60 centimetres tall, so...
Weasels?
Weasels is one, yep.
Weasels eat penguins?
Weasels eat penguins,
they'll eat their eggs.
Oh, right.
Is there one more?
Yeah, there's a few more.
Can I get a hint? Is it sea-based or land-based?
It is land-based.
Possum?
No, not possums. Possums go for the eggs, but in Dunedin we've actually got rid of all of the possums on the peninsula, which is really cool.
Go us.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yes. Stoat. Stoat is one, yes.
Yes.
And there's also feral cats and sharks in the ocean. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. I love sharks.
We love sharks.
When's Shark Week?
Tell me about it.
Sharks so much. Get me on to speak about sharks. My next question is, how do you reckon humans impact yellow-eyed penguins?
Rubbish. Oh, sorry. We put rubbish into the oceans and that's bad, and penguins probably eat it and that's probably bad, and they probably die, which is bad.
Yep, that is bad, and that is relatively true, yeah. So that is one.
I'm not sure what it's like, but potentially excavating their natural nesting spots.
Habitat.
Yep, that is one, yep.
Relentless bullying
by humans.
Feral
what do you
cats?
Mean by that?
Why are you looking at penguins?
Well, that is one of the reasons, I guess, but it's more like people getting way too close to them. So they are really, really prone to stress. So they're the only penguins that can't be kept in captivity because they'll probably die between 2 to 3 years in because the stress is too much for their bodies and it basically kills
so
them.
Relatable.
So when you see, if you are lucky enough to see a yellow-eyed penguin, please stay far away from them because it can cause them to actually abandon their nests and never come back.
No.
So we don't want that. So you can admire from afar, but don't get too close to them. Fishing is also a really big one for these guys because they're really habitual, so they always swim to the same spot, which is about 30 to 50 kilometres away from shore. And if there's no fish, they come back hungry. So a lot of the birds that we saw in the rehab were malnourished or underweight, which is really, really sad. Yeah, sorry, these are really depressing facts.
No, okay,
but
this is
why
we're bringing awareness.
Yeah.
We should vote.
This is why we need to vote for these beautiful penguins because they need our help. And then I think on the more positive side, how do you guys reckon these guys parent their chicks?
With love and affection.
They mate for life.
They do sometimes,
yeah. Yes. Sorry, I forgot to
call. They are known to be monogamous, but sometimes they get a bit frisky and they do cheat on their partners. However, they are pretty modern parents as well. It's very 50-50 on the mum and dad part, so they do switch in between. Also on the modern, we have some gay parents as well. So we do have a few penguins that, like the same sex, and they'll basically do exactly the same thing as a hetero couple would do, and they'll build their nest and basically prepare for a baby. And what's so awesome about this is that if we have chicks that need fostering, we can put them in that nest and they'll be looked after with lots of love and probably be just as successful.
That's
which
so
is
cool.
Really cool.
That is
and
very,
very exciting.
Cool.
But yeah, is there anything else that...
Who won?
Yeah, I actually have no idea.
I feel like Stan was actually getting the most
yeah,
right.
Stan was pretty good. If you vote, the hoi ho will win.
We all win if the hoi ho wins.
We all win, yeah. Awesome. So definitely vote hoi ho. And if you want to make a contribution, but not directly, you can go buy the Emerson's beer. They've got a hoi ho Emerson's beer, and about, I think it's like 1% of that goes to hoi ho, which is really cool. But if you want to know more, there is the Yellow-Eyed Penguin Trust, Wildlife Hospital, Penguin Rescue, and the Opera here in Dunedin,
beautiful.
Which is cool.
And that is the Forest and Bird website to vote for the Hoiho for Bird of the Year. Ooh. Submissions for that close on the 15th, so it's just a few more days. Last time we were sitting at number 2 for the Hoiho, and it would be great to get them to number 1. All of Dunedin is rallying behind them, which is super cool to see. Thanks so much, Kat.
Thank you so much,
Kat. Yeah, so nervous. Yay. So scary.
You did great. Okay, up next.
That was a Radio 191 event podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.